This article explores how information fluidity, artificial intelligence, AI, and healthcare, and entrepreneurial spirit may be united to drive innovation at Duke University. It emphasizes the importance of bolstering intellectual property, strategic AI adoption, and a resilient culture. There are four key assertions. 1. Innovation should be driven by problems and needs. Even so, at Duke, we have many outstanding assets to leverage. 2. We healthcare professionals have a desperate need for information fluidity and local innovation. 3. Generative AI and LLMs are a tool, not a solution. 4. Healthcare leaders should reduce their focus on incomplete solutions that do not leverage their assets. This includes focusing too exclusively on improving the core business, undervaluing the human value add, and overinvesting in external technology products. Finally, I propose a solution. Catalyze internal innovation and build a community of entrepreneurs. Before we get started with the first assertion, let's agree on several definitions. Data is defined as quantities, characters, or symbols. They include simple facts or figures. Information is a conveyance or signal from an arrangement or sequence of data. Fluidity means easy movement, change, transferability. Technology is information applied for practical purposes in the real world. AI is a computer science field focused on creating intelligent agents that can learn from data and experience. These agents process massive data sets and identifying patterns and relationships, which allow tasks such as diagnosis, decision-making, or creative problem-solving. Invention is the creation of a new idea, product, or process. Innovation is invention applied for practical purposes in the world. An entrepreneur is a person who identifies a need in a market and works to fulfill it by starting a business. An entrepreneur is a person who identifies a need in a market and works to fulfill it by innovating within an existing business. Qualities of an entrepreneurial spirit are curiosity, passion, optimism, determination, resilience, risk tolerance, creativity, independence, and decisiveness. Let's get started with point one. While innovation should be driven by need, we have many outstanding assets to leverage. For one, healthcare is one of the most engaging academic fields. This is because it is, first, ideal for the purposeful. Ideal for the curious.
Its mission is to better human lives.
It faces vast unknowns and enormous ongoing challenges. And third, inspiring for the ambitious. It is one of the most difficult to master. Let's think more about why healthcare is so engaging. Much is unknown about brain function, consciousness, and neurological disorders. Yet we face ongoing challenges in cancer, aging, and emerging diseases. The medical field covers complex subjects such as physiology, pharmacology, epidemiology, and pathology, and its leaders should also be trained in policy and ethics. The healthcare field arguably has the most open frontier and highest demand for excellence, with providers needing to integrate vast amounts of information while performing intricate tasks in high-stakes situations. Second, technological advances are accelerating people's ability to master more information and explore vast swaths of data. In October 2022, OpenAI unveiled ChatGPT, showcasing the capabilities of large language models on a grand scale for the first time. These technologies have demonstrated their ability to synthesize and summarize extensive amounts of data into concise, actionable information. Public access to foundational tools for digesting complex healthcare subjects has jumped forward. For example, public access to generative AI and large language models is accelerating because they are becoming commoditized. The essential technical infrastructure to adapt them is also becoming increasingly open-sourced and generically applicable. Thanks to open-source code, software, GitLab, and GitOps, individuals with moderate technical expertise can learn methods, invent, test, and innovate. Third, Duke leadership has reason to be confident in its people, its internal capabilities. Within Duke Health, the distinct value of our human expertise and personalized care remains irreplaceable and continues to grow in importance. In-house healthcare professionals can be the most effective healthcare innovators due to their close connection with patients and other care providers. For example, vendors visit us bringing technical infrastructure and materials Duke's personnel already have access to, while admitting they need our medical, business of care, and workflow expertise for their products to function. Therefore, Duke's people already hold the keys to innovation. Despite its small size, the Duke Institute for Health Innovation, DHI, my team, continually turns research into innovation, there is great potential for Duke to leverage its extensive body of technical and healthcare experts further. Fourth, Duke has a 100-year legacy of bold and persistent entrepreneurial spirit. In 2017, President Vincent Price reminded us that Duke has shown its boldness before in launching innovative interdisciplinary initiatives around, among others, the environment, the brain, and entrepreneurship. Few, if any, of our peers do it better. The university's legacy of fostering homegrown invention and innovation is a testament to its founder's vision and the university's commitment to nurturing its intellectual property and technological advancements. While Duke's research is not unique among excellent universities, its gritty, resilient, scrappy confidence is. Duke's history is rich with examples of grit and innovation, particularly in medical care. Remember that Duke started with a cocksure fake-it-till-you-make-it attitude that Ivies may have considered laughable. Duke's builders used stone quarried from local Hillsboro to create a presumptuous Ivy League imitation. Even so, Duke, in fact, became a great university, Tallman Trask suggested, in part because it looked like one from the start. Fans of Apple Inc.'s demos will respect the value of a fake-it-till-you-make-it attitude. This century, President Broadhead agreed that a let's-try-that spirit distinguishes Duke, and he's described Duke as the startup university. Duke knew it was competing against legacy brands with much deeper pockets, and its employees and students scrapped and hustled until they had built a legacy. An entrepreneurial spirit is in our blue blood. We have the grit to innovatively develop intelligence and get information from noisy data, as well as the humility to share it effectively. 2. We have a desperate need for information fluidity and local innovation. The vast unknowns, ongoing challenges, and quantity of information to master have become too burdensome for healthcare professionals, patients, and our economy. For example, more than 3 million articles are published annually in biomedical journals. Population studies aside, the information required to assess one patient is tremendous. DHI staff interviewed care providers and found that compiling a new patient's information in preparation for an appointment can take up to 2 hours. Especially after COVID-19 and initiatives to promote access, virtualization has led to more patient messages and administrative Zoom meetings. Meanwhile, many healthcare professionals still rely on papers, faxes, scanned documents, and analog media to capture information. There are generous amounts of data, much of which is hard to access or complex to act upon. Time is money, with both seeming increasingly challenging to find. In part because, as the population grows, the sick percent remains the same, or has grown too, and the volume of healthcare providers hasn't kept up, healthcare professionals must seamlessly access and share extensive data to make informed decisions quickly. Information fluidity between healthcare professionals is not a convenience but a necessity, particularly crucial in high-stakes situations where every minute counts. Additionally, academic medical center economic margins have been suffering. For an example, read Fitch Ratings' December 2023 article about Duke University Health System. Consequently, the pressure to lower costs and optimize processes is relentless. Assertion 3. Generative AI and LLMs are a tool, not a solution. In response to urgent needs, Duke Health leaders requested that applicants for innovation funding in October 2023 submit ideas using generative AI and LLMs specifically. This was warranted because the problem of information abundance and viscosity is where generative AI and LLMs can make a significant impact. Long patient narratives can be distilled into sentences that healthcare workers need at critical moments. Whether it is making a prior authorization decision, formulating a surgical policy, managing a shift change handoff, or matching a donor organ to a recipient, these tools can provide essential information at the minute needed. The healthcare sector has struggled to keep up with its burgeoning information demands, but with these advanced tools, it might finally move towards managing it efficiently. By making information more accessible, generative AI and large language models are likely to improve staff and clinician efficiency, the patient journey, and outcomes. While ChatGPT and image generators make things look magical in just a few clicks, in DHI Impact Volume 24, Michael Gao wrote, "Realizing their full potential demands meticulous research, development, and a dedicated multidisciplinary team to ensure that solutions are efficient and secure and uphold quality standards." The mere existence of this technology does not imply that Duke will emerge as a leader in their use or that the technology will resolve all of our challenges unless there is a genuine commitment in time, energy, and resources toward the development and rollout of LLM-centric solutions." End quote. In short, the material, personnel, and expertise to catalyze LLM or generative AI adoption are in high demand due to low information fluidity, high healthcare professional burnout, and low margins. These catalysts and their integration into daily workflow are necessary to credit generative AI and LLMs as a solution. How should Duke leadership solve this problem? Assertion 4. Healthcare leaders should reduce their focus on incomplete solutions that do not leverage their assets. This includes focusing too exclusively on improving the core business, undervaluing the human value add, and overinvesting in external technology products. Concern 1. Focusing too much on improving the core business. One solution could be to amass and equip quality improvement engineers to optimize efficiency by strengthening existing processes. However, process perfectionism can stifle creative thinking and flexible experimentation. While keeping track of metrics is crucial for improvement, not all solutions yield immediate, measurable results. We must balance both data-driven optimization of existing workflows and investment in transformative ideas. We need an entrepreneurial culture to foster the development and implementation of new technologies and solutions, ensuring that healthcare systems can rapidly adapt to increased information demands while reducing costs and improving care quality. Concern 2. Undervaluing your own people. Information fluidity is also a lubricant to lower care costs because it can catalyze operational efficiency improvements and improve patient access. Sharing basic medical knowledge or foundational data science tools can accelerate patient care improvements, creating a ripple effect of improving health and the economy. However, it is crucial to recognize that most medical knowledge is not a commodity and should not be treated as such. Freely sharing all information is rarely sustainable and can undervalue the time, expertise, and innovation behind it. A more viable approach is to strategically capitalize on healthcare knowledge. Healthcare professionals and institutions can share their expertise as paid consultants, industry employees, or entrepreneurs. When they combine their expertise with advanced software that improves healthcare practice, they create valuable intellectual property. Patenting and licensing valuable intellectual property generates revenue streams that can be reinvested in further research and development. This approach sustains innovation and motivates growth while protecting the value of unique medical insights. Concern 3. Relying too much on external technology products. Considering the urgent demand for material, personnel, and expertise, reaching out to external vendors seems sensible. Vendors could help Duke speed to market, reduce startup costs, increase competitive advantage, and earn high early revenues. Nevertheless, weighing the potential drawbacks of buying external tech support is essential. Four costs are purchasing cost, switching cost, opportunity cost, and intellectual property leakage cost. 1. Purchasing cost. The upfront cost may exceed its benefits if it doesn't fluidly integrate with existing systems or comply with healthcare regulations, leading to additional customization, security, and privacy expenses. The cost is sunk if the product fails to meet its intended purpose, is cumbersome, or does not advance healthcare effectively. Read Marshall Nichols' Perspectives articles. 2. Switching cost. Without the necessary technical expertise to maximize and maintain the product, an organization may become dependent on a vendor, resulting in higher long-term costs and reduced influence. This dependency can make maintaining, modifying, or replacing the product more challenging. High switching costs weaken Duke Health's negotiating position, especially in a rapidly changing tech environment where innovations quickly disrupt existing products. 3. Opportunity cost. A missed opportunity for lower cost, similar value alternatives. Reduce long-term differentiation. Reduce staff and faculty development and a reduced ability to adapt or innovate the next time it's required. 4. IP leakage. This hands companies the knowledge they capitalize on for free and even with payment. In other words, there's a risk of underselling our expertise, knowledge, and experience. IP leakage may reduce financial incentives for internal researchers, hinder innovation, reduce ability to attract top talent, and limit revenue generation. It often slows how we innovate. The overwhelming influx of technology and marketing can lead purchasers to undervalue internal expertise and resources. Simultaneously, we could value internal knowledge and resources so much that we just put our heads down and lean into refining current processes without making impactful changes. Ultimately, we miss the opportunity to increase Duke's intellectual property, future value, and inspire our passionate people. To reinforce these concerns, here are two case studies. Case Study 1. During the COVID-19 pandemic, the open inter-organizational sharing of research and clinical data worldwide led to the swift development of vaccines and treatment protocols, demonstrating how free information exchange can profoundly impact public health and the economy. Commercial collaboration allowed Moderna to leverage MIT's research to create viable products, showing how academic research can be translated into practical applications that benefit society and generate economic growth. Furthermore, sharing internal information, such as who was COVID-19 positive and where mechanical ventilators were, enabled efficient treatments and lowered wasted materials. However, today, pharmaceutical companies are heavily focused on developing new methods to recover financially from their generosity. Case Study 2. A few decades ago, the United States outsourced chip manufacturing to Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company Limited. This decision created a significant disadvantage in the era of AI, increasing our risks in defense and cybersecurity. Today, it forces the U.S. to invest heavily to bring those capabilities back home to reduce risk and stay ahead in the global AI race. Conclusion? The case is clear. Duke should focus more energy on catalyzing internal innovation and building its community of entrepreneurs. Duke University and Duke Health stand at a pivotal crossroads where they must invest in technology, materials, and people to foster innovation. The Duke community should ask itself, would Duke Health advance its vision or boldly contribute if it pays someone else to accelerate discovery and translation? Are we advancing the frontiers of knowledge or creating transformative education if we pay others to develop solutions outside and bring them in? If a university is not investing in its internal capabilities, making information more accessible, or training people to solve real-world problems, can it call itself an institution of learning? As long as Duke University and Duke Health share educational values, Duke should prioritize its internal expertise and foster an entrepreneurial spirit to maintain its leadership in medicine and influence over its contributions. Initial steps to foster innovation are building confidence, increasing internal information fluidity, and encouraging resilience. Hence, we should be more conscious of holding our keys to the future. Duke must invest in and leverage our internal expertise, ensuring we remain at the forefront of medical innovation while valuing our unique offerings. As Duke navigates the rapidly evolving landscape of higher education and AI, it must carefully balance external acquisitions with internal development. While buying technological solutions can offer short-term benefits, it risks long-term dependencies and challenges. The temptation to leapfrog development by acquiring ready-made solutions is understandable. Still, it must account for the time required to localize innovation within hospitals and clinics to create value. Information fluidity is critical in this process, catalyzing operational efficiency and strategic decision-making, and enabling Duke to harness its internal expertise effectively. By prioritizing, developing, and commercializing its intellectual property, Duke can ensure its innovations remain rooted in its mission to nurture talent, expand humanity's knowledge base, and advance patient healthcare. This approach will enable Duke to continue leading in its field, leveraging its unique strengths and maintaining its influence over its contributions to society. DHI is committed to homegrown innovation as Duke navigates a rapidly evolving landscape of healthcare, higher education, and AI.